Good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are just excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Yesterday, I'm not going to lie, I kind of freaked out. So I'm going through this thing right now. I do not like my job, but I have to do it. You know, I work with my family. It's a family business. There are jobs you have to do, but this is something that's been going on for years, and I just have had enough. And in my mind, I've had enough. And so when I pray to God over the weekend, I was talking to my brother about it and just kind of losing my mind and praying about it. And God delivered me in the sense that he took care of about a month worth of work. So there was a pressure that was relieved. But yesterday, I just had it. And the thing is that when you go to God and you pray, God will make a way where there is no way. And when you start to set your heart, I always think it's funny because this is the time when I really lean on God. It's when I'm unhappy. It's when I'm dealing with something that I can't deal with alone. You know, it's just, this is why I love God, because God will deliver. God's hand will deliver. And if you're going through something in your life, God will deliver, period. And that this is why those days are set side by side, because when you're feeling good and blessed and you're thankful, I just feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect. But when you go through those struggles, when you're going through those hard times, and you start to lean on God, and you start to pray, and you really get into it, and you see God's deliverance, it builds your faith. It builds that believing what you hear. So I was going through that this morning, and I was asking where to read, and I'm going through everything, and brought me to Psalm 71. And now, I'm not really a huge Psalms guy. I don't read a lot of Psalms, but I just thought this was beautiful. If you go to chapter 71, verse 1, it says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in the righteousness, in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me." I mean, this is coming from David, man. This dude won kingdom. He destroyed kingdoms. He built the people of Israel. This is a major guy. And he's going right to him like, "I put my trust in you. Don't let me be confused. Don't let me be confused. Show me a way to get through it." Verse 3, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given me to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O my Lord," or "O my God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall continually be of thee." I mean, he has been having faith since he was a child. Since he was a child, his faith was in God, and he leaned on God. And God delivered him and delivered him and delivered him and delivered him. And yet he was back in a time of need. There's no amount of ideas, there's no amount of planning, there's no amount of forethought that can change what's going to happen in this life. You're going to go through ups and downs. It's where you lean in those times. It's how do you get rid of those anxious thoughts? Where do you go in time of need? Do you go to God? Do you pray and declare those true prayers? Verse 7, "I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praises and with thy honor all the day." The things that came out of his mouth, he didn't want them to be about the things he was dealing with. To shut these, I mean, actually, you know, I'll show you exactly what he's dealing with. Verse 9, "Cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth me. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay in wait for my soul take counsel together." He was getting older as a king, and he didn't have the strength he used to have. And he was fearful about it because his enemies wanted to take the throne and get rid of him. All he wanted was to show for God to show his strength, to give him counsel, to build him up so that the only things that he was speaking out of his mouth were praises and wonders to God. I can relate to this right now. I don't want to be dealing with what I'm dealing with. I want my mouth to be, I want to be in a place in my life where my mouth is speaking and just pouring out the truth and the love that I have and the thankfulness that I have for God. Everybody goes through these things. It's where you go in time of need. Pray the big prayers today. And when you pray, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to God or never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, giving reverence to Jesus Christ, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's through him is the access. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
As we sail into the mystic,
well, Heavenly Father, I just, again, I lift up the situation that's going on, that you give me strength through this time and that you open a door to get me out of this. I thank you for the family that you put me around, the support that I have. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for those little ones, how much joy they bring me, and just what you have provided. I pray and lift up a great day to you, that it's a blessed day, that I can get through this chair and that I don't have to think about this anymore. And yeah, I just thank you for every single moment that you give to us. I lift up a great day in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.